Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
The Ministry of Health has been undertaking a number of initiatives to improve service delivery at public health care facilities across the island. In today's program, we highlight some of those initiatives. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us. Various initiatives are being implemented to ensure that Jamaicans access quality health care. This as the Ministry of Health pushes to reduce the miserable levels of patients who utilize public health services. Health Minister Dr. Fintan Ferguson says strategies are being put in place to improve client experience and customer service at all public health locations.
We have a draft customer care policy now that will be going out for consultation with the associations, etc., because we also are saying to our health workers that we must be courteous, we must be compassionate in how we treat our patients, even as we appeal to our clients and our patients not to abuse our health workers.
Dr. Ferguson says the delivery of primary healthcare services is expected to be improved, with some 250 doctors graduating from the University of the West Indies this year to provide assistance in this area.
As you increase that cadre of health workers, and we're moving towards getting those persons to mandatory spend some time at the primary care level. And all of that, I believe, is going to add value and quality to the service as we go by.
Additionally, Jamaicans will soon be able to benefit from more frequent surgical procedures as the ministry will be seeking to have extended hours for surgeries.
Part of my vision is that when we reconfigure primary care too, that you'll be able to do some of those ambulatory surgery, little hernias and all that, with people waiting for 2-3 years. But immediately, we're looking now to have some Saturday surgery. And we really want to focus on some of those cases and even extended hours relative to surgery.
As part of the government's mission to reduce premature deaths resulting from non-communicable diseases, NCDs, by 25% by 2025, the ministry will continue to place emphasis on reducing risk factors associated with NCDs.
What we are focusing on now is the risk factors, the tobacco, abuse of alcohol, unhealthy food or diet, physical inactivity. Those are the areas, and we have developed policies around in terms of food, the guidelines.
Another noteworthy initiative is the implementation of the $2.8 billion European Union-funded program for the reduction of maternal and child mortality, PROMAC, aimed at strengthening the ministry's capacity to deliver maternal and child health care.
We are implementing a program known as PROMAC, which is speaking to child and maternal health, building infrastructure. We're going to be doing 6 brand new identity units, which will be for newborns. And we're going to be doing 5 for maternal. All of this will improve chances of survival of mothers and survival of newborn. This is critical to us.
More than 1,000 healthcare workers attached to primary and secondary health centers and hospitals island-wide are to receive training over the next 6 months under PROMAC. The training exercise aims to enhance the expertise and skills of health workers. With all the initiatives being put in place by the Ministry of Health, Jamaicans should benefit from improved service delivery at healthcare facilities across the island. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.